Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very informative and a very beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is one in which haste has been reproached. In the Holy Quran, we read the following about haste. Man is a creature of hastiness. Soon I will show you my signs, so do not ask me to hasten. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Verily, haste has ruined people. And if instead people proceeded with caution, no one will be ruined." So here in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet, he contrasts haste and precaution with one another. Haste in this context, it means being, acting without precaution. And precaution, as we know, is something very good. If we act precautiously, it's better than acting hastily. So that we do not become destroyed. The Prophet also said, deliberateness is from Allah, whereas haste is from Satan. Deliberation and pondering over a matter before performing it, this is a virtue that, you know, from Allah, whereas hastiness is from Satan and it is a vice. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Mistakes happen frequently when work is done with haste." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Wholesome results follow cautious procedure, whereas regret follows haste." Of course, once we have, in the process of doing a good deed, once we have carefully examined why the deed is good, how we should perform it in the best way, once we have done that, it is good to make haste and to perform the good deed and not waste time doing it. In other words, we have been enjoined to rush towards doing good deeds. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily, Allah loves the good that is embarked upon immediately." And Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam said, "When you think of doing something good, rush to do it immediately. For verily, you do not know what could happen later to prevent you from doing so." If we prolong the performance of the good deed, sometimes, we end up losing the opportunity of doing so. That's why, it's always best, this is just a practical example, to always pray on time, especially when we have nothing else better to do. Postponing it, many cases, it's always been seen, it's always been seen that when people postpone it for the last minute, they always forget at the last minute and their prayer ends up becoming elapsed and qadha. That's why, on a personal note, I always advise my children to pray on time, because I've always seen that whenever they say they'll pray later on and they postpone it for the last minute, they always end up regretting it, and their prayers, they always become elapsed. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Deliberateness is recommended in everything, except when embarking on opportunities for good doing." So this is something, this is a good advice that our Imams alayhi salam have given us, and it's necessary for us to adopt it in our performance of good deeds. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reproach of haste and hastiness in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.